Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Jim Gernetzky. We continue our conversation, but as we continue, let's first pray in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we, your sons and daughters, give thanks to you for the gift of new life which you have given to us in Christ Jesus. We ask, O Lord, that we may walk more closely following Christ this day and every day. We ask this through Christ, through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Jim, the last time we spoke, we talked about your own conversion, how you came to know the Lord, and the importance of small groups in that, and that you kind of came from the Crescio movement. And the importance of small groups. And, you know, when we talk about small groups, some small groups are just formational. Some small groups are kind of support where maybe disciples about the same spiritual maturity are there together to kind of share what they're going through, their experiences, how the Lord's working in their life. Oftentimes there's a little bit of formation connected to it. And then there are also some small groups where it's more of a discipling group. So there might be someone who's mature in the faith who's kind of guiding other people. I just set that off just so to kind of distinguish what we mean by small groups. But you were really guided by the Lord to use that tool of small groups in some initiatives that you joined and founded. And two of them, the two are Nos Lumine and Atola. And maybe you could explain, I don't know which one we want to start with. A is the beginning of the alphabet, so let's start with Atola.
No, I think we'll start with Nos Lumine.
Okay, we'll start with Nos.
there is a trajectory to
this. Okay, great.
So I mentioned last time that small groups were important even after I set out on my reinvention to become an executive coach. And during that period of trying to figure out what I was going to do, you might recall that 2009 was the year of St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a book, Reflections on Readings of St. Paul. Every day was a different reading and a reflection. And there's one that stood out to me as being very powerful. I don't remember the verse, shame on me, but I do very distinctly remember the reflection, and it was that it was a story of a priest facilitating a retreat of young men and women, college-age men and women in the mountains of France at one point. And then during one of the workshops, a young lady raises her hand and says, "Father, Father." He says, "Yes, my dear. When I'm with my Catholic friends, I'm good, and when I'm not, I'm bad." And he says, "Well, spend more time with your Catholic friends." And that resonated with me. And so as I was setting about my transformation of my career, I thought, how am I going to do this and hang out with my Catholic friends? So fast forward, the inspiration came to me to form what is now Nos Lumine, which is Latin. Some people say bad Latin. I don't think it really matters. For we are light. Latin for we are light. And so we are a business leadership network for Catholics, and we are formed into small groups, and we meet weekly, very much on the same path of a Nos Lumine or of a Crescio group, and we focus on engagement with each other on a regular basis. And it's I think it's important to note that the frequency of the meetings is once a week, which is very consistent with the the pulse of the church, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we need to go to Mass every week, partly because we need to go to Mass every week, and by the end of the week we really need to go to Mass every week. And so it's the same rhythm for us at Nos Lumine. We need to hang out together once a week, so we engage weekly. We're equipped with both practical leadership skills and conversation around those, and how do they connect with our faith. So there's an element of practical leadership skills in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, if you will, just for this, for the sake of simplicity. And then we are empowering. So we engage, we equip, and we empower by how do we go out now, your challenge, how are you going to go out and live this more effectively in your work life specifically? But, you know, with our emphasis on living an integrated life, it also carries over to all facets of our daily, weekly life. And then there's an element of enlarging. So engage, equip, empower, and enlarge, meaning we not only have a responsibility to be better ourselves, but we need to have an influence on the people in our circles, right? So how do we affect the thoughts and behaviors of people around us? And that's the enlarging part. So how do we go out and expand our circles? And then that is also where the value added of expanding our networks. So we are not a networking group like most people think of networking experiences where you're trading business cards or business leads. We're talking about network, the noun, and how do we expand our numbers so that we can have collectively a greater influence on the culture that we live in. So small groups is the whole premise of Nos Lumine. It very much is there's a coaching element to this because we're trying to help encourage people to grow and be different. From a more purely coaching standpoint, Italo came about as another layer on top of that. So Italo is specifically for business owner, Catholics who own businesses, whereas Nos Lumine is for business people in general at all levels.
Let's if I might kind of butt in on you on Nos Lumine before we switch to Atola. What is the benefit of, you know, people in business and the business world, you know, meeting in these small groups, you know, for formation, for, you know, or as you say, equipping, you know, why is this so necessary?
How much time do we have? You know, Matthew Kelly wrote his book, Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic, right? Mm-hmm. And the four signs are what? Regular participation in the sacraments, regular prayer life, a regular study, and evangelization, which is going out and having an influence as Catholics in our world. And his research, if I remember correctly, indicated that only 7% of practicing Catholics are what we would call, or he would call, dynamic, which the other 93% are, to some degree, off the radar, right, more or less. And so it's very important that if we are going to be leaders and have an influence on the thoughts and behavior of people around us, which is to be a Christocentric influence, and we are going to lead an integrated life by infusing all facets of our life with our Catholicity, if you will, then the real benefit, in my opinion, to Nos Lumine is this every week dose of, call it what you want, adrenaline. You know, it's a rush. We have participants now. We launched in January of 2016. I have members who have been involved from the very beginning because they need it. We hear people say all the time, like, I can't wait for my Nos Lumine group session. So there's the personal benefit. There's the familial benefit, because I'm a better parent and spouse in my household. I'm a better boss if I have people reporting to me. I think about the dignity of the human person and our common good, and how do we operate with subsidiarity and solidarity just within our own work sphere. It's intended to be, and this is the one piece that I'm really surprised that people haven't latched onto this component of it more, as much as we try to talk about it, is that there should be some benefit to your business in participation. You should be able to recoup your membership fee by participating and getting a new client.
Mm-hmm.
But the membership isn't really that focused on it. I mean, yeah. they're being fed and leaving better people, and I think they all know in their heart that they're having a positive influence on the people around them. They're yeah. just they're, we are being different as we are out interacting with the world.
Yeah, I think what really strikes me too is, you know, we don't want businessmen and women who are Catholic. We want Catholic businessmen and women, and it seems like Nos Lumine is the way to kind of begin to look at one's career or one's, you know, life as an integral part of their relationship with Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, Pope Paul VI said that modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers, and if he listens to teachers, it's because they're witnesses,
mm-hmm.
right? And we are supposed to go out and be that leaven and have a transformational effect on our culture,
yeah.
period.
So one looks at Nos Lumine, to kind of wrap up, one looks at Nos Lumine, I think, fairly as, you know, it's not so much, you know, another business management program. It's really a Catholic program, a Catholic formation program
yeah.
for people in business.
And there's really, we are not aware of anything around the country that is identical to what we're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other pieces that have similarities, but not the same.
Beautiful. Well, you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me has been Jim Gernetzky. Until next time, peace and all good.